Some of the choir will be coming down, but let's stand and sing through it all. Because He loves you and me, we can depend upon His word. Through it all.
Bibles with me this morning to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll read in just a moment. Betsy sung that song, His Eyes on the Sparrow. And I read the illustration of A.J. Gordon, one of the great preachers of the early century, was walking one day and he met some a couple of boys, and one of the boys had a little bird cage and had some sparrows in it. And he said, little boy said, where'd you get those sparrows? He said, I caught them out here in the field. And he said, well, said, that's a fine looking bird. Said, what, are you going to make pets out of them? He said, oh, no. He said, they're just birds. He said, what are you going to do with them? He said, well, I'm going to play with them a while. And he said, well, what are you going to do after you play with them? He said, I'm going to kill them. And A.J. Gordon said, well, he said, why don't you sell them to me? And he said, oh, no, no, no. He said, I just want to play with them. Then I'm going to get rid of them. And A.J. Gordon said, I'll give you $2 for the cage and the birds. And the little boy, no visions of sugar plums dancing in his head. So he took the $2, went on his way. And A.J. Gordon said, after when he got those birds, when he got that cage, that he opened the door of the cage, and he said it took him for just a minute or two. He said he finally coaxed those birds out and said one by one, all three of them flew away. And he said it seemed like as they run through the air, they were chirping. And he said it seemed like I could hear them say, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Amen. One day the devil had you in his cage. And all he was going to do, just want to play with you a while. Then it's going to kill your soul in hell. Thank God, Jesus purchased us. Amen. Amen. That old song, Jesus signed my pardon. This I surely know. Took my place at Calvary. Now I don't have to go. Amen. I'm glad He signed my pardon, and I'm glad I can sing this morning. I'm free. Amen. And I praise the Lord for you being here today. 348 of us, and I appreciate the good number today, but I appreciate His presence. I don't care if you had a million sitting here and He wasn't here. You just might as well go somewhere else. Amen. But I'm glad He's here. And I appreciate those of you who are visiting with us today. As I call your name, would you slip your hand up there? Misty Pyle from Church Hill. Misty, where are you? God bless you. You get Shannon, take you up here to Damon's and buy you a big steak after service. Amen. He got the money. Bless God. Don't point at Dad. I mean, you... You know, oh, you was pointing at Mama. I was. I say, okay. All right, but we're glad to have you. We appreciate you being here today. And then J.C. and Emma Fraley. J.C., where are you all seated at this morning? God bless you. Good to have you. I appreciate you. You all can take me to Damon's. Amen. But we're glad you're here. We welcome you. And is it Fred or Frida that's here this morning? I can't see. I couldn't understand. Where are you at? Sit next to Natasha somewhere. All right, there you are. Frida, God bless you. Good to have you. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, that's what I meant. And And then Gina Constantine, did I get that right here? God bless you, Gina. God bless you. Good to have you today. We welcome you. If you're glad for our visitor, say amen.
Amen.
Would you stand with me for one more time this morning as we read the Word of God together? Brother Buford Quillen and his family will be singing tonight in the services, and you'll enjoy them. Just good old country people, and Brother Buford's family, and they're good singers, and they'll be a blessing, and they love the Lord. And so you be back tonight at 6 o'clock for the services. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report, amen, through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. That they without us should not be made perfect. And I just want to just use that text this morning and just preach this morning and just tell you that the best is yet to come.
Amen.
The best is yet to come. And I'm glad this morning that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that we have just so much to look forward to. And if you're saved this morning, don't let the devil embarrass you or shame you in this old giddy-headed world. If you're a child of God, stand as tall as you can, square your shoulders, look them in the face and say, I've got a better place to go.
Amen.
It ain't over yet. Sometimes it looks like the devil's crowd's winning. Sometimes you listen to the news and you just think that you know that this is all there is to it. But we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. May we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for the privilege of coming to the Father's house and Your home. We thank our Father for the privilege today to read Your precious Word. And our Father, we stand with shamefacedness, Lord, as we read about what these folk endured because of their faith. But yet, our Father, we're thankful today that we have a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Father, we thank You now for this assembly today, for those who visit with us and those who have come to be a part of our fellowship this morning. And I pray Your blessings upon them. And I pray that the Holy Spirit of God has already made them welcome and a part of the family. Thank You, Father, this minute we see Scotty and Gene Deal and visit with us today. And our Father, we just thank You for all of this. I pray, Lord, now that You'll have Your way. And we bless You and we praise You for all that You are, in Jesus' name and for Christ's sake, amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. In the book of Hebrews here, of course, I believe personally that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. And he was so familiar, the writer of Hebrews was so familiar with all of the covenants and the operations of the temple and the tabernacle and so familiar with that. But we come down to Hebrews chapter 11, and here he begins to talk about something called faith. And he goes through all of the covenants, and goes through all the offerings, and goes through all of the different things. And then he comes down and tells us this morning that we These things are all possible because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in verse 1, he said faith is. Somebody said, well, I don't know what faith is. And they'll ask you, what's faith? Well, Hebrews 11, 1 gives you the definition of what faith is. And the best definition of anything is the Bible definition. And here in verse 1, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. And then he said, through faith, we understand. Through faith, we understand. I mean, when people come to you this morning and say, well, prove to me there's a God. Well, just look. Amen? I mean, look at the sky. Look at the lights. Look at the mountains. Just look at what you see. I mean, it just didn't get here. Amen? I mean, it just didn't. We just didn't have a little atomic explosion one day and it all appeared on the scene. We've got these folk today that, you know, were so, that have, that believe that they've got it all figured out and they've got all these scientific explanations and this thing that we talk about being evolved, you know, and so forth. You know, for instance, you know, their little thing is once I was a tadpole long and thin, then I was a bullfrog with my tail tucked in, then I was a monkey hanging from a tree, and now I'm a doctor with a PhD. Amen? That's their philosophy. They just say that we evolved. But I happen to believe the Genesis account that said that man was made in the image of God and that man was made in his likeness. And I choose to believe this morning through faith. The Bible said in verse 3, through faith we understand. I just accept it. God said it, and that settles it. Amen. Whether I believe it or not, if God said that's the way it is, that's the way it is. Amen. Somebody said if God told me to run through that wall, I'd start running. But you better hope God told you to run through that wall. There'll be a hole there, but it won't be God that made it. Amen. Until he told you to make it. But through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And then he gives a roll call of people who had faith. People who believed in God. People who just moved. Who had no physical evidence of what God was asking them to do. But just by faith, they just obeyed him. And as they obeyed, then their faith was rewarded. He talks about in verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Abel brought the blood. Abel brought a blood sacrifice as his mom and daddy had been instructed by God in the garden. I want to say to you this morning, it's still a blood sacrifice. Amen. I don't have to go and offer animals anymore. The Lamb of God was offered for me at Calvary. And his blood is sufficient. And it forever, he'll never have to come down here and be whipped again. He's never coming back down here to be beaten again and cursed again and spit on again and have his name blasphemed again. But next time he comes, he's coming in clouds of glory and he's going to take his children home. He's coming without sin unto salvation. The next time he comes, he's coming to get his church. And if you've been blood washed, amen, this morning in the blood of the Lamb and trusted Christ and had a change in here, if you've had that change, amen, you're going to be in the first load going out of here. Amen. I want us to look at it this morning. He talks about in verse 3, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. One day, the old black preacher was preaching about it, and he said, you know, Enoch and God was out walking one day. He used that verse of scripture that said, Enoch walked with God and was not. And he said, the black preacher was preaching one day, and he said, Enoch and God was out walking. And he said, it's starting to get dusky dark. And God said, hey, Enoch, we're closer to my house than we are your house. Why don't you go spend the night with me? And when they got over there, they ain't no night, and he's been there ever since. Amen. Oh, hear me this morning, friend. By faith. And then notice again in verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Hey, he hadn't seen. God said it's going to rain. Why, they never saw rain. They never saw rain. But God said, Noah, I'm going to destroy the earth with the flood. Noah didn't understand what that was, but he said, God said it's going to be a flood. And for 120 years he preached and built on that ark that God gave the plans for. And after 120 years, God said, come in to the ark. Don't go in. But amen. I'm glad he didn't send me. I'm glad he invited me in. Amen. And I'm in the ark this morning. And if you're saved, that's where you are. And by faith, Noah preached and built, and his faith was rewarded. Now, I could go through all of these verses, but I just want to look at it here in verse 39. He goes through and he talks about some things that happened to him. First of all, he talks about some things, some thrills that the Savior extended. Notice he talked about Abraham over in the other part of the chapter. He said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should hereafter receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. He didn't sit around and say, God, show me and prove to me to be okay, and I'll go. But the scripture said, when God said, Abraham, I want you to move out of here and go, he just obeyed. He just obeyed. And the Bible said he went out not knowing where he went. Abraham obeyed God when he didn't know where, when he didn't know how, when he didn't know why. Amen. But by faith, he just believed God. Now, there were some thrills that the Savior extended. There were some things that because of their faith that they were thrilled, and God extended some thrills to them. The early saints, listen to me this morning, Christian. You and I are sitting here this morning and enjoying some things that people before us set up and established. You and I are here this morning singing songs that other people wrote. You and I are sitting here this morning reading out of the Bible. I'm preaching out of the Bible that the Holy Ghost, my friend, dictated to holy men of old. And we're preaching and we're believing. Listen to me this morning. We are enjoying the fruits of what other people have extended to us and the example that they set up for us across the years. Not only were there some thrills the Savior extended, but I want you to notice in verse 33 through verse 35, there are some things that the saints experienced. Look at verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Amen. Through faith, because of their obedience to God, there were some things that these old-timey Testament saints who did not have the perfected thing yet, they were still looking to the Lamb. They were still looking, my friend, they had to depend on the lambs that were slain year after year after year. They only had the shadow. They only had the shadow. You and I have the reality today. Amen. But listen, they enjoyed some things. They experienced some things. They experienced some victories. God said through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Kingdoms were defeated and brought down to their knees because they had faith. They stopped the mouths of lions because they had faith. But then, friend, I want you to notice in verse 35 through 38, there were some things that the saints endured. Now, hang with me. I've got a message and I'm going to get to it. Amen. But look at verse 35. Women received their dead, raised to life again. And others, look at that. A lot of them were delivered. A lot of them, friend, this morning, listen to me. You've heard me say, because you claim to be a saint of God, it doesn't mean, and I told them in the funeral of the night, I buried a lady that I'd known ever since I was knee high to a duck. And I told them in the funeral of the night, I said, just because you're saved doesn't mean you'll never get cancer. It doesn't mean you'll never have to follow a casket out to the cemetery. It doesn't mean that your heart won't get broken. It doesn't mean that you won't get disappointed. But listen to me, friend, through it all, there'll be the grace of God to help us through it. But look at it again, verse 35. Women received their dead to life again. But look at this. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. I don't know if you've ever read Fox's Book of Martyrs. If you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, you'll find, friend, this morning, you and I have never suffered nothing. Oh, we get our feelings hurt every once in a while. and somebody steals our parking place and all like that. But we've never had to endure. We've never had to go through what those Old Testament saints went through. Ain't nobody ever threatened to feed me to the lions. They might have liked to have, but I mean, they ain't a lion big enough that can hold stomach all this. But listen to me this morning. Hey, they might have wanted to feed you, but they never have. But listen to me this morning. Hear me. Listen to me. Here's what they said. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. There were two men that you read about in Fox's Book of Martyrs. And they had been arrested. And they were told to renounce their message of salvation through Jesus Christ alone. And they said, if you don't do it, we're going to burn you. We're going to burn you at the stake. They would not do it. They tied them up to a post, piled the wood around them, piled it up. People gathered, and they got the firebrand, and they said, we'll give you one more chance to recant. And that one, they said in one place, said that guy, that soldier was getting ready to light that fire, said that man was bound. He said, sir, would you come here? He said, what do you want? He said, come here. And the soldier said, what do you want? He said, come closer. He said, sir, I mean, glory began to fill around that place. He said, come here, sir. Come here closer. And he said, come here close. Come on. And he said, this, don't make me come any closer. He said, sir, come on. And when he got close enough, that old man that was getting ready to die burning at the stake reached out to that soldier that was getting ready to light that fire and went on the forehead and said, I love you. Hey, listen to me. The Bible says some of them did not accept deliverance. They could have accepted. They could have recanted what they said they believed. Bishop Polycarp was 85 years old. That old man in France, they took him and they said, and they told him, they said, we're going to, and they tied the Bible to the tail of a donkey and let it run through the streets. And they told Bishop Polycarp, they took him and they went and got four horses, tied one arm to one tail, one arm to the other tail of another horse, and one leg to here to this horse and one leg to that horse, and said, we'll give you one real last chance to recant your faith in this man Jesus. If you don't do it, we're going to let these horses loose and we're going to let them drag you and tear you in four pieces. Old Bishop Polycarp looked up and said, 85 years, he's never denied me. And I will not deny him now. Amen. Some of them did not accept deliverance. The scripture goes on to say that the world was not worthy to have them for citizens. Amen. Oh, listen, they make fun. They make fun. I read this week that several years ago, back in about the 1960s, that Billy Graham, impressed of God, made a trip to see Marilyn Monroe and told her, said, I've come to tell you that you need to be born again. You need the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And Marilyn Monroe looked at him and said, I don't need your Jesus. You can keep your Jesus. 1 week later, they found her dead in her house. Oh, listen, I want to tell you this morning, friend, this world don't want nothing to do with him now, but there'll be a day when they'll wish they could hide, the call for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them. But let me get to my message. Man, I've enjoyed the introduction. Amen. Amen. But notice this. The scripture said, verse 39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. What do you mean? They did not receive all the things that the Word of God said was waiting for them. They did not receive. The Bible said God will not suffer, permit you to be tempted above what you're able to bear. But will with the temptation make an escape They didn't. A lot of them in the Old Testament, they didn't receive that. The Bible said these all died in faith, not having received the promise. But look at verse 40. Here's my text. God having provided something better for us. You say, oh, it can't be no better than this. Oh, yes, it can. Yes. Amen. God having provided something better for us. Look at this. That they without us should not be made perfect. They would not be complete. Listen to me. I'll be through in about 5 hours. The Bible said, you see, in the Old Testament, they had the shadow of things to come. We have the substance. They had the earthly. We have the heavenly. They had the timely things to consider. We have the eternal. They had the good, but we've got better. They had a covenant, but we've got a better covenant. Amen? They had lambs, but they had a sacrifice, but we've got a better sacrifice. We've got the blood of the Lamb of God without spot or blemish. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stain. Now let me tell you, you say, preach, why didn't they receive the promise? And why is it that they've not been made perfect? Well, I want to give you some reasons. Number one, because it will not be complete till all the family of God gets there. Amen. The Old Testament saints were saved by looking to the cross. I'm saved, you're saved in this generation by looking back to the cross. They looked in faith to a finished work. By faith, I look back to a work that's already completed. One day, you see, there is a time appointed, there is a time set when Jesus Christ is going to come and he's going to say, that's it. He'll turn to his son. It's been seated back again in his right hand for 2,000 years. And he's going to say to him, go get him. Amen. Go get him. And Jesus, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Jesus is going to ride on out on the cloud. And Jesus, and the Bible said with the voice of the archangel, that archangel is a military angel. You know what he's coming for? He's coming in case the devil and his demons try to stick their dirty nose in God's business. When the church is going out, he'll take care of him. Don't you get down and out when you get up and it's cloudy. You ought to go out and say, which one's it coming on? Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a reality. You say, preacher, you say, gentlemen, you really believe it's going to happen just as sure as I'm a-looking at you. The Word of God said it will. The Bible said they without us, those Old Testament saints who died, they died in faith. They didn't receive, they didn't obtain the promise. Now, you see, my loved ones and your loved ones who died of faith, they won't enjoy all of heaven until me and you get there. Now, I hate to bust your bubble. We love to say, boy, mama's kicking up gold dust. No, mama is, her soul and her spirit are in paradise resting. Not sleeping, but resting. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you and I this morning have, listen, in paradise, this old body is going to be buried. I mean, I've asked God to let me outlive my deacons in homeland. I bought property on the highest part of East Lawn Cemetery. I have it in my will that they have to physically hand carry my casket up there. Amen. Amen. And you better hope that halfway up that hill the rapture takes place. You heard about the preacher that had been sick, was in the hospital, been pretty sick. One of his deacons went to see him and said, "Pastor, we had our meeting last night, and I just want to tell you that we voted 10-6 to pray for your complete recovery." Oh, you'll get that when you get to the house. But the Bible said, without us, we who are here now, they can enjoy it. Listen, the Bible, they got that old song, "They can't crown Jesus till I get there." Amen. Oh, Lowell Lundstrom wrote a song years ago in the 70s, maybe it's the late 60s. I was listening to it again. Glenn had put some stuff on CD for me. Lowell Lundstrom had a song on there entitled, "It Won't Be Heaven Without You." Remember that, Evelyn? Heaven won't be heaven without you. Could I tell you this morning, you're here without Jesus Christ. Heaven won't be heaven as we look at it now without you. But I want to tell you, if you don't go, we ain't going to spend eternity moaning over the fact you didn't make it. That's cold. It may sound cold, but the Bible said former things are going to pass away and all things are going to become new. Amen. Listen to me. We're going to be made perfect. How's that? Perfect mansions, number one. You know what makes a house? It's not its architecture. It's the people who live in it. And a lot of God's youngins are still here. Jesus said, "I'm going away to prepare a place for you." I don't think he said, "Man, I've got to hurry up and get back there and get busy. I got to create some new angels to get busy and build a man." No, I don't believe that. I believe he said, "I'm going to prepare a place." I believe he prepared a place for us by putting his blood on the mercy seat in glory. That's what makes room for me. I believe there's mansions in heaven. Amen. I heard no guy, first time I ever heard the RSV in a funeral. And this guy made the sad mistake of getting up and reading RSV with Dan Graham still to get up to preach. He got up and he said, "In my Father's house are many rooms." And he sashayed over and sat down and looked so proud of himself. Dan Graham got up and said, "My Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and that's what I believe about it." His little tulip smile faded quick. Wouldn't yours? Hey, listen, God bless Dan Graham. Old-fashioned Presbyterian preacher, every time they'd open a beer joint, he'd go open a church within 100 yards of them. They had to close down. Oh, me. Y'all should have been live back in. Mansions. And then the music will be perfect when we get to heaven. A lot of Earth's music now is written in a minor key. But in heaven, boy, she'll be upbeat. Oh, mansions. See, they ain't going to be no for rent signs on mansion doors in heaven. Huh? Well, whose mansion is this? Well, that's Ed Robinson's, but... He laid out of church on Wednesday night. You know, the rapture come right in the middle of prayer meeting, and poof, he'd gone. No for rent signs on mansion doors. You see, they can't crown Jesus till you and I get there. The music, not in a minor key, but according to Revelation chapter 5. They're singing, "Holy, holy, holy, holy." And every time they go by the throne, it hits them again. And they holler, "Holy, holy, holy." Amen. And then manifestation will be perfect. people die because we live in diseased bodies. I heard Phil Hoskins talk last night about one of his uncles that was on a troop ship in World War II, and it got blowed to bits. And as far, I don't think, best I remember, they never did even recover anything. You think about a lot of our boys who were saved, and they're laying, their bones are what's left now. And some of them, it's not even, you can't even tell bone dust from sand now. It's been 60, 70 years. But if they knew Jesus. Let me tell you, every particle of their bodies is going to come back together. Amen. And they are coming back, and in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be, the scripture said, changed. Amen. Changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I think they tried to put a clock on it, a computer on it, at Westinghouse several years ago, or General Electric. They couldn't even get it. I think 1/20th of a second is all they could get. They weren't sure about that. Just blink your eye. Come on. That's how fast the change is going to be. They, without us, cannot be made perfect. You see, we're going to be just like him. But you know what's going to make it heaven? You know what will make it perfect? It's the majesty and the glory of God. Boy, I want to see my loved ones. You got mamas and daddies and sisters and brothers, and some of you got children. Some of you got little babies that you barely did get to hold. Some of you got companions. But one of these days, perfection's going to set in. Perfection's going to set in. And we shall be like him. Amen. For we shall see him as he is. Amen. I can't look on him now like this with these eyes, because his glory would slay this old flesh, this old rotten, stinking flesh. But one day, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I'm going to be changed. And I'll be able to look at him face to face. Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When in rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me, let's stand. Face to face I shall behold him. Far beyond the starry sky, face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Ladies, if you would you just continue to play that this morning? Now listen, you and I count. Did you know that? You and I count. If you're saved by the blood of Jesus, washed in his blood, heaven won't be complete till you and I get there. Then what a day, glorious day that's going to be. And while we're on our way, God help us to live. God help us to live for him. Let our light shine. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Father, in Jesus' holy name, thank you today, Father, for your sweetness, for your glory. Father, Thank you for the example of suffering and endurance that loved ones and the old prophets of old, the saints of old, Lord, who had not even saw you die on the cross, but yet, Lord, they died in faith rather than deny you. Holy Spirit of God, would you speak to hearts this morning? Our heads are bowed. Christians praying. I'm not going to hold you long. You know, I don't believe in long invitations. But I believe if God spoke to your heart, would you respond? Would you honor Him this morning? I want for someone here to say, preacher, I'm not a Christian. I'm not saved. I want to be there when they crown Jesus. I want to be there when the saints go marching in. I want to know that the blood's applied to my heart. Would you slip your hand up and put it right back down? I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to point you out. But I would like to pray for you. Would you do that? Anybody in this building? Would you just slip that hand up? Preacher, pray for me. I want to be sure. I want to be sure that I'm going to heaven to be with Jesus. Will you? I want for someone here this morning to say, I've been saved and I'm out of fellowship with God. My life's not what God wants it to be. I've not been living like I ought to live. And don't have that joy, that peace that I used to have. Pray for me. Would you slip that hand up and right back down? God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Yes. Thank you so much. God bless your heart today. Oh, God loves you. God's not mad at you. God's lonely for you. He's lonely for that fellowship with you. He cares for you. You're part of the family of God if you've been saved. Oh, this morning, our heads are bowed. And I wonder, maybe you just like to slip out of that seat and come for prayer. We'll have somebody meet with you and just have a prayer with you and just say, hey, Jesus, I just want to come to you this morning and just ask you, draw me to you. Draw me to you. Lord, I'm sorry I got away from you. And I'm sorry, Lord, that I've not been as sincere about the things of God as I ought to. Why don't you come? If the Holy Spirit of God squeeze in your heart, why don't you come? Come on, will you honor His presence? If He's let His presence be manifest to you, you honor that presence. And just slip out of your seat. Come on, will you, while we wait for just a minute? Will you, while we wait for just a minute? Will you? Face to face, one day we'll see. Face to face. What about it, will you? Amen. Face to face to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer. He's the one who loved me so. Sing that chorus. Face to face I shall behold Him, for beyond this glory shine. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Do you ever get excited about going to heaven? You ever get excited? I mean, just get to thinking about it. And want to go to be with Him. Want to go see Him. Amen. I praise the Lord for His goodness to us. Appreciate you being here today. What a blessing. And I wouldn't preach so long if y'all hadn't sat there and listened and paid attention. And it's y'all's fault. But God bless you for coming today. Those who visited with us. You saw our visitors raise their hands, turn around, and you know, and just let them know that you're glad they came. And ask them if you can borrow $20 till Friday, and they'll get out as quick as they can. Amen. God bless you for coming today. Let's bow our heads and ask God's blessings on this service. Brother Pitch Hackney, you dismiss us.